two points I was asked yesterday. Good questions, two good questions actually. But shall I clarify today, hopefully? Question was number one. I said yesterday about reading newspapers. I said yesterday about reading newspapers. So I said, Lemaisa, sometimes the Zurich in a newspaper, the marshal, let's say someone's got financial investments in Germany, he's got property, and there's a reading there, a caption there, the marshal, that property investments in Germany are dropping. So are you allowed to read that? Say? Well, I said, you're allowed to read that. Too. Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't here, so there's a lot of business with you. I'm saying, was it nice?
Beautiful.
You missed a good day yesterday.
I know. Anyway.
Okay, very good. The kids, the shadow was over here. Is that mutter? So the man said, the answer to Kashi yesterday. It's true. It's a good point. Because it's Maurice's business. It's Maurice's mecha commenta. So I said, if I were to say, I asked the wrong today, he said to me, the man said, that's called Tzurich Mitzvah. Because I'll call that Tzurich Mitzvah to protect your assets. It's
what
called Tzurich Mitzvah.
What can you do?
You can't do anything. But the man said, now you know about it, so you know to act on it after Shabbos.
But
the thing is, now you're reading the Moshe, you've been told about it. It's true. If you can wait till Sunday, maybe you can. But the Moshe now, if a person's reading about that, it's called a Tzurich Mitzvah. So someone said to me yesterday, the Meister Chiddush, where he goes and tells his friend Moshe, you know, the investment of ways in Germany is not a good investment. That's Mamish Mechamemka. He said, yes, Tzurich Mitzvah. Mamish Tzurich Mitzvah.
What's
to look after your possessions, to make sure that your possessions are safe, is a Tzurich Mitzvah. What? One minute. I'll tell you. I know someone's going to walk out of here and then they go out and publicize you're allowed to do your business with Shabbos.
No,
protecting a financial loss is mutter. To make a gain, that's not what we're talking about. Because now you know not to invest in Germany or to make sure to pull out. If you can read it on Motor Shabbos, maybe it's an interview on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's the
thing.
By the Financial Times of Shabbos, could you read it? Because somebody's got shares, wants to see if the shares
are
not.
That's making money.
Yeah, that's making money. Someone's got investment somewhere, and the paper says the property in Germany. I think it was once a thing of this, no? I'm telling you what, one of my colleagues told me actually once. I must tell you, just by the way, this is. He told me he wants to invest. I remember this, it was a few years ago, there was an investment in turkeys. You could buy a turkey, invest the money. You bought a turkey. Ostriches. Ostriches, yeah, it was a big thing. They wanted to. You buy an ostrich, they'll look after it for you. It has a baby, they'll look after it. I can't see, he said to me, he wants to do it. He wants to know if he can do it. So he was very busy with this. Then he told me, he asked one of the bottom in town, and one of the bottom in town told me he shouldn't touch it. Why not? Why should you not touch ostrich? What? Ostrich is not kosher. So the third, the law says you mustn't do it. It's dealing with forbidden foods, and a person must not be dealing with forbidden foods. So he told me he didn't do it. A few weeks later, he said, it's a good thing I didn't do it. The whole thing was a scam. Might as well made a lot of money on the way, but he didn't invest in that. Now, if someone reads out on Shabbos, the marshal, let's say someone bought ostriches, and then there's an article about it there, the marshal, that there's a bit fishy what's going on over there, so he knows to put out.
When?
On Sunday, during the week, he can't put out on Shabbos. I'm telling you, he's not, like he says, very often a person who reads on Shabbos, he's got time on Shabbos, he sits down and reads. During the week, he doesn't read. If you can read it on Monday and Tuesday, then you've got to read it. No, it's true. If you could read it on Monday and Tuesday, maybe you're right. But I'm saying, very often the person relaxed on Shabbos and he doesn't. I'm saying, it's not ideal, this, but the... Sorry? I'm not sure he won't, because... He might get worked. That I said to them yesterday, if it disturbs the person's own Shabbos, that's always a big thing, is actually, even when you're allowed to read things on Shabbos, the Moshe, that's read, let's say, war stories, the Moshe, things which give a person a chizuk. He said this, important, the good of this. If a person gets upset from reading these stories, he shouldn't read on Shabbos. The Moshe, that's actually... Shabbos is meant to be an oinek, a person shouldn't get himself upset on Shabbos. So you're right, if it's going to upset a person, then Takashi away from Motor Shabbos. I'm just telling you, the actual idea is Takamoto. Number one. Number two, another question someone asked yesterday, is I said to you in the Moshe yesterday that reading this menu list is a problem. So it's a gezeira that you might come along and change the list. A woman's got a menu list, very common, the Moshe, 2 days, Yom Kippur and Shabbos. There's a common thing that a woman wants to have a list of what to serve. So she writes a menu list. So someone asked a kasha yesterday, the chayit to serve mitzvah.
Yeah.
A good kasha. And why should we also? We said Tzurich Mitzvah, you're allowed to read things in Tzurich Mitzvah. So, we're all talking today, that's the difference. You're quite right. Al Gezeirah Shtor HaHedyotis is Mutter. There's no Tzurich Mitzvah is Mutter. But here's a special Gezeirah Chazal made a special stay Gezeirah, Minei Obey. It's so likely a person's going to change the thing that Chazal forbade it. Makes no difference to Mitzvah. It's a new gazelle, so it's a menu list that you a menu list. You've got a card in front of your menu. What's on the menu for Friday afternoon? Yotuf, you can't eat it. I said, what about the husband? She said, depends. Has the husband also got a say in the menu? Depends what house you go to. So in some houses, the husband's got a say in the menu as well. You might say to his wife, you know what? That mushroom sauce with chicken is not very good. Let's change the menu. So then he's got the same gazelle. He's got the same kashrut
shem yimchei. So is there a shem mitzvah in this or not?
It is a shem mitzvah. It won't help you. That's what he said. It's called a shem mitzvah, but it will not help. This is a special gazelle in Minei Bay. It's such a very strong kashash. That person will rub something out. Even though it's a shem mitzvah, it must be a shem mitzvah, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's a chiddush, Taka. That's not so strong kashash. That may be saying, the maestro is not a poshul, that's a mishmur, it's not a poshul, it's a gabba. So he says, first of all, there's a rubbing there. When there's a public people, then that could be a hetzer, because they're going to remind us to do anything. Yeah, that's what he said. And we said, that's poshul for gabba to read last week's list, who he called up. And he wants to know this week who to call up, that's no problem. To read last week's list is no problem at all. Because he's not going to change anything, it's been done already. But if he wants to look at last week's list, who he called up, in order to be able to know, this week, I don't want to call the same cover up again. That's mutter, that's no problem. But a gabba is taka mishabur's case, taka. A gabba in a shul, taka shouldn't read a list from me. Unless you've got a rub in there or someone there to remind him, really, that he's not supposed to do it.
So Lord's giving a shiddy about all his bullet points, mother
and clothes. He might say, on Friday,
oh,
do you know, I think I might change, so I've got something
extra
to say.
Yeah, but first of all, Divrei Torah won't make him make his gazelle. But Divrei Torah made no gazelle. The Divrei Torah, oh, you're quite right. Divrei Torah is amazing. You're allowed to. What?
She
might change it. She sees on Friday, she sees on the mushroom. No, Rav Shai is coming Friday, lunch. I know he doesn't like mushroom sauce. So we change the menu Friday across the arc and put on the Shabbat lunch. When Shlomo White was coming, he's not so fast.
Oh.
So you can get the person, and I do that. That's the problem. And in such a case there, it's a problem. So those two nukkos are very important. So financial services and your reading is called a Tzorech Mitzvah. Even though it's a mother, it's a chiddush, and I asked him, can I pass on to my friend as well? No, Moshe also invests in Germany in property. Yeah? Mutter, you could tell Moshe not to invest in Germany, also mutter. And the second one is the menu list, even though it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, which is Lechera Shui Mutter, there's a special gezeira on the menu list that you may not read the menu list because it's very strong kashash, you might change something, those are the two mikos from yesterday. That is better than hopefully the end of the Chesmoichet. Unless we miss something out in the Chesmoichet. What? I hope you haven't missed anything out. The seating plan is also a bit. That's also a chur. That's the term mitzvah, we say, to sit down to know where you're sitting. No, it's also a strong chashash. You have to know, Chazal were very worried about certain things. Chazal were worried that a woman with a menu list is a very big problem. And there's a strong chashash, a woman might interfere with it. A seating plan is not the only world, but first of all, what you're talking about is written on the that's called a tzorech mitzvah. That it's got the head of tzorech mitzvah attack. The Chazal weren't so worried about that case. Yeah, you're right, you have to know.
If all the family involved with this menu, then
the kids are you've got a big problem. If the whole family are planning the menu. No! And then all become the balabatim. Everyone might be involved. If only the wife is in charge of the menu list, or the husband, let's say, this is the husband and wife in charge of the menu list, then to give the list to the child to read. And the child reads off, Mummy, you wrote down on Friday we're going to have mushroom sauce with chicken. That's okay. Because there's no chashash the child will rub it out. And the chashash is that a woman will take the thing away and rub it out. That's already far-fetched. It's only when she reads it you mustn't do it. Yeah, but that's the thing. You have to know how it works. Everyone's house is different. Right, Rabbi, so let's move on to this Boina. Interesting, where was Boina in the Mishkan? That's how we're coming up to, yeah? Actually, this week's Sedra, I forgot to look out to our tears, but I'm sure it's something to do with this week's Sedra. It is this week's Sedra, actually. Where was the binyan in the Mason Mikos? In the Mishkan, at Sishitim. They put the Kroshim up together. They put I can't remember the Dwarter, that's the problem. They put the Kroshim up. So, where did they get the Kroshim from, the wood? So, who brought the wood down? This week's Sedra, man, it's Yaakov Avinu brought the wood down. He went down from Mitzrayim, he took the Atzi Kroshim down.
He planted them.
He planted them on the way down.
So, the whole question. They cut them down. When they went out of Mitzrayim, they cut them down.
Yeah. They had to go very high. They might say, they were 10 amas high. Yeah, you can't join them together. 10 amas high is 15 feet. I mean, it's big. So you have to have planks that size. So they had to have them, those planks were like, oh, what does it about to about? Sorry? The point is you join them together, yeah? Actually, the Yerushalmi says, where was the boina? I say it's a chiddush. He says the boina was you were stuck into the abdomen, into the sockets.
Right.
So sticking them into the sockets was binyan. The berichim also, yeah, you have to know, you put the poles, the metal bars through as well, yeah?
That would be nice.
All the way around. All the way around, yeah. You have to know. The maestro said, what was the binyan that was done in the Mishkan?
Into the
It's a chiddush that. Anyway, the Maaseh, that's what they said. The Rishami says that was the binyan. Binyan in the Mishkan was where they stuck the crossing together. You got loshen. The lot. I'm Rishon Pekhal Gadol in Breish Per Abayna. Ma bin hoy b'mikdash. Shehoyu noistim kroshim al gabe adonim. They put the kroshim on top of the adonim, and therefore that's how we learn that you must do binyan. And you must realize when a person does binyan, I never had this till today actually. When a person builds a house, for example, let's say a person builds a house, what he's really doing is two things. Number one is you're making a structural change to the area. That means beforehand, let's say I want to build a house here. Originally, this whole area was empty. I now come along and put a house around it. I've made a structural change to that area. That's number one point of binyan. See what that means. So I'll give you an example. Let's say, for example, someone's got ground in this house, which has got a bump. It's got a bump in this ground. When he walks on the flooring, there's a bump on the ground. So he wants to level out that ground. So he takes a shovel, whatever, and he shovels out that little hump, and he makes the area flat. He's not built anything, but he's made a structural change. That is also boiling out of Mashu Gumbas. Mashu Gumbas. It's the Zeyd Rabon, actually. We've helped that with him, yeah? But the interesting thing, I mean, you don't build nothing, you take bricks and you make a whole building. As long as, one, you've made a structural change to what you had in front of you, that is an Issa of Binyamin HaTorah. So, the Moshe, a person flattens out, we've seen this person, the person flattens out ground in his house. So, in those days, it was very common, the Moshe had earth. Nowadays, not so common, but it can be. You can't have something. Well, that's a thing about that. But leveling out a path or digging a pit, for example, you've got a ground in your house, you dig a hole in it, you made a structural change, a major structural change.
What is
that
again?
It's a shinui. You must ask him, Rabban. You mustn't do any melacha on Shabbos with a Mr. Rabban. That's number one. That's true. It's a lot of things. That's true. Yeah, that's true. It's awesome. The might to do, but you must. Quite right. Yeah, depends what you want it for. Number two is that when you do binyan, when you build, you're building bricks are bonded together. That something which is useless, a brick by itself is really useless. Not much you can do with it. But when you bond it together, you've done binyan. Now you better sit down for somebody's side. This applies even to kalim. If a person takes, for example, a loose keli, for example, someone's got a table, which has got a flat piece, you've got the flat piece over here, and you've got the legs, which are dismantled, and you stick it together on Shabbos, you made a bond, a strong bond.
It's the table off the stick, not
talk about off the stick, yeah. Not folded table. Folded wrong. I'm saying, the most you've got a loose stick, you've got four sticks loose, and you've got a tabletop, and you stick them together on Shabbos.
Binion.
You've done an Issa Min HaTorah.
The umbrella is a binyan.
Umbrella is made to open and close. You'll see what that could be better. Yeah? That could be a shadow making an oil. That's not binyan. Yeah? That's not a shadow binyan. Binyan is when you make a firm chibur, you make a firm connection to something, that's also an Issa of binyan. Moshe, what's that? Construct a chair, a table.
Binyan Bekalim as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the chiddush. That is the chiddush. It's called a binyan bekalim. You can have a binyan bekalim. There's differences between binyan bekalim, binyan bekaka. But I just want to bring out this concept that there is this musug of binyan bekalim. Actually, you can have a keli which you make on Shabbos. Someone makes a table on Shabbos. He's done an Issa Min HaTorah
b'ina. Yeah, the screws.
Well, it's firmly in, firmly stuck, firmly stuck. Who had in a binyan? Yeah, because that's all different things about binyan. Okay, then you have to know about binyan bekarka. You're talking about a person makes a permanent building, and that's awesome material. One other thing I just want to mention while we're here, while we're on it, when we talk about the Moshe leveling out a floor in your house, Chazal made a number of gzeis because of this. Actually, Chazal's first gzeis is that you mustn't sweep your house. You must remember. Let's just go back to the olden days, how it was before we come to what's happening nowadays. In the olden days, what you used to have was a very good system. Actually, you used to have an earth floor. So you had a floor and you put earth on it, and the moshel for Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, what you do is, whenever you want to make it nice and smooth, or nice and clean, you just flattened out the ground and made it nice. Or you put new earth and you overlaid whatever was there. That is really Shailah Binyan. Flattening out ground is awesome, it's a binyan in building. So Chazal didn't allow a person to sweep the floor on Shabbos. That's one of the gzeiros Chazal was 3 years before when we did Chayrish, Mamish, right at the beginning of the thing, it's coming back to almost 3 years ago when we started, Mamish, right at the beginning of Chayrish, one of the first gzeiros they made in Chayrish is a problem of sweeping a floor. That's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Ches, I think it is. Let's go over here straight to Lech Shabbos. Lech Shabbos is in Perek Ches. So he says the problem of sweeping floors. Now you must realize this problem only arises in places where you've got earth floor. A floor like this has never got this problem. A tile floor, a lino floor, all our floors don't really have this problem. because there's nothing to level out. It's all straight as is. There's no problem. So that's a big machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says if the houses are merutzav, the house is merutzav, it's paved, there's no problem. The Ramah says, sorry, we don't allow that. There's a gezeira. We don't allow it to superflow on Shabbos. There's a gezeira up to other houses which are not paved, there's earth, and therefore the Ramah says all flooring may not be swept on Shabbos. That's a problem. That's a gezeira to other ones. That's much worse. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, I say, how can we sweep our houses on Shabbos? Yeah. On that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a chiddush. So listen carefully. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that sweeping, since it's such a big necessity, and all of our houses are paved, there's no gezeira. So sweeping our houses, ataka muta, for this reason,
every floor.
Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah says that since all of our houses are like this, the Mishnah Berurah is making gezeira to any Berurah. And therefore, nowadays, where all our houses are paved, there's no problem. But, oh, I'm coming on to that. The Mechaber carries on. And the Mechaber says that washing a floor, that's already worse. And there, the Mechaber himself asks us washing a floor, even though your floor is paved, a gezeira otway is not paved. So washing is more strict. The Mechaber who allows sweeping off your floor if it's paved, even though many houses in the area are not paved, he doesn't make it. What?
You just now said all the floors are paved.
Hold on, let me start again. The Mechaber says a paved floor is mut to sweep. We don't make gzeira up to not paved. The Ramah says we make gzeira, we don't allow it. The Ramah says no sweeping. The Chofetz Chaim and Bi Halacha adds that nowadays, since all of our houses are paved, we don't make gzeira. Now, comes to washing floor. I'll just bring out to you slowly that washing a floor is more strict. Horaya, the Mechaber himself, who allows you to sweep a paved floor, doesn't allow you to wash a wet paved floor. So another Mishnah Berurah says that washing is not such a necessity. Most people wash the floor on Erev Shabbos. I'm saying normally, but Derek Kalal, washing a floor, Chazal didn't find such a necessity, and therefore, there's no heter, therefore there's no heter to wash the floor on Shabbos. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim's heter of all paved floors doesn't help our floors. Washing a floor is not allowed on Shabbos. Now, obviously, what Sim was pointing out is true. If you're washing with a shmatter, then you don't have to come up with this gazera of mashmeh gummets over here. It's osim and atoyim of sita and menabin. We're talking about even a sponger. Even to use a sponger where there's no gazera of sita on a sponger, but to wash your floor on what you call it, on Shabbos, on a paved floor,
it's says that floors
for sweeping, for washing is not allowed. Because a washing is not a necessity.
It's a filthy floor.
Yeah, that had to be filthy, but normally Derek Clow.
Especially if you've got kids,
yeah, it's true, you're right. In your case, you've got out of ordinary. Must be the swing of floor is a big necessity. Every person's house is a big necessity. You can't help it on Shabbos, the floor doesn't get dirty. Washing a floor is not such a necessity. It's true, your box and your annual came and you spilt something. But Derek Clow is not a necessity in everyone's house, this. So Chazal weren't lenient in this way. What?
Why did the Mechaber allow sweeping?
Why did he? Because he said, if we don't make zero, it's not houses. The Mechaber allows paved floors. He doesn't worry about non-paved floors. He doesn't allow you to sweep a non-paved floor.
Yeah,
because that's not a necessity.
Right, it's an unpaid floor. So even the Mechaber would have said that.
No, because I'll tell you, the Mechaber is much more machmir. The Mechaber doesn't allow this heter of non-paved floors. Water is much more chomel. And therefore, washing floors. I just spoke to someone today, he told me to make him a mitzvah in a few weeks' time. So I said to him, what's going to happen with the cleaners and everything? He said, well, he's going to close his eyes. He said, what the cleaners do is not his business. That's not a heter, my friend. That's not a heter. The cleaners cleaning the house. If the cleaner's washing the floor because of you, because you want the floor nice and clean, and she knows that's what you want, then you can't let it be done.
Is that a whole area for one area?
Oh, so you remember the shir from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Very good. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush actually, that if one person's got a small area of dirt on a floor, you're allowed to pour water on that area and wipe it off with a tissue. The small area. Now, the gazelle is on a big area, I don't know how big it is, but he's asking a good point. That Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if someone's got spinach on a small little tile over here, a grandchild made a mistake. Why don't you leave it on a small area, that Chazal didn't make gzeira. They only made the gzeira when the first came in a big area. Okay, boys, so we're going to stop there. Okay.
Yeah.
You can do that as well. What? You can